This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli raids across the occupied West Bank have killed 9 people, according to Palestinian officials. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Israel's launched raids across the occupied West Bank, where its forces have killed at least 9 Palestinians and sealed off the volatile city of Jenin, according to Palestinian officials. Palestinian militant groups say they're exchanging fire with the Israeli military. The governor of Jenin, Kamal Abu El-Rub, said on Palestinian radio that Israeli forces had surrounded the city, blocking exits and entry points and access to hospitals and ripping up infrastructure in the camp. The Israeli military has confirmed it's operating in the city of Jenin and Tul Karam, but did not provide further details. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says over 600 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the war in Gaza began over 10 months ago. United States Special Counsel Jack Smith on Tuesday filed a new indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th case following last month's Supreme Court immunity ruling. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain and Germany's